The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With the all-new Nissan Juke. The coupe crossover by Nissan. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
Let's talk about pontons now. I'm sure many of you will have seen this list from the British Holiday Park. This list of surnames, this blacklist, surnames that they do not allow to book accommodation and holidays at their resorts. The names, the list of names includes Kearney, Cash, Gallagher, Murphy, Stokes and Ward, amongst others. Well, Martin Beans Ward, the presenter of the Has Been Show, the podcast, he's a comedian and he's a member of the travelling community, is on the line. Martin, Ward, one of the names that they don't allow stay.
I know. Can you imagine? Can you imagine a venue or a holiday resort discriminating against travellers? I mean, that's unheard of, right?
Your tongue is firmly in cheek there, Martin, I think.
It is indeed. Look, it's illegal. First off, they're operating as a company. From what I remember, actually, they're under the Britannia Hotel company. I think it's the Britannia Hotel.
It is. It's there. That's the overall or the mothership, if we call it that.
Yes, the mothership. And I think they have between 50 and 60 different places across the country. So, if this is happening in one of their companies, then it needs to be looked at right across the board, because this happens quite a lot. Happens quite a lot. And while I can totally understand that if, you know, certain people cause problems at a holiday resort, then they should be barred for life even. But you can't blanket ban a whole community. And to be honest with you, this goes beyond just travellers now. You know, if you're blanket banning based on a name and an accent, then that's filtering into Irish people in general then as well. You know, there are non-travellers with surnames like Stokes, like Casey, like Ward. So, like, this is affecting everyone. And I'll actually even show you, I'll demonstrate something else.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I saw a tweet from Eleanor Tiernan, a really, really successful Irish comedian, and she's working in the UK. And last night, she shared a tweet where somebody was giving out about all the Irish tinkers getting jobs on the BBC and how they can't understand them. So that's how they're branding Irish people. And this is in the midst now of Brexit. So there's obviously an undercurrent of something going on.
Yeah.
Now, in regards to the discrimination that travellers are facing when it comes to venues, that's common, that's widespread, it's well known.
And common well here as well. Let's not pretend the Brits are the only people at it.
Not at all, they're not the only ones. And so look, if I was to use my own example, and I try not to use anecdotal stuff or personal stuff as much as possible, but I tried to book a lot of venues across the country when I wanted to do my comedy tour, and I was getting replies saying that they were booked up for a full year, things like that, and I'd notice other comedians come in afterwards. Like, and these venues are still being used by agencies and booking agencies, so, like, it happens. It does happen. And I suppose it's a good thing that pontons now have been caught, because it might shine the light on the rest of the companies that might be operating in the same way.
Yeah. Do you hold out much hope, though, for that?
Not really. But, okay. Look, we can live in hope, you know.
Yeah.
Every year it gets a little bit easier, and every year we come together and we realise that, you know, there are certain things that need to change in Irish society, but there's also certain things that need to change in the travelling community. And I think coming together cohesively, I suppose in time it might get a lot easier.
All right. Well, listen, Martin, we appreciate your time here on the Hard Shoulder. Martin Beans Ward, a presenter of the Has Been Show, the podcast, comedian and member of the travelling community.